Now, I want to take a few moments just to talk to you about those three things we were learning about this morning. That Jesus is rescuer, he is king, and he is Emmanuel. Those three things. So first of all, rescuer. In the Bible, where it tells the story about how Jesus was born, an angel says to the shepherds on the fields outside of Bethlehem, a savior has been born. A savior's been born. If he's a savior, he saves people from something. But I wonder what. Let's have a think about that. What is it Jesus saves from? Now, let me show you a picture. Does anyone know what is happening in that picture? Anyone know what's happening in that picture? Yeah. Thank you. Very good. Back in July, it was 12 boys who were in a football team, a Thai football team. They're Thai children in Thailand. They went caving with their coach, with the person who was looking after them. And they went down these caves and they got trapped down there. Back in July, they got trapped in the caves. In fact, these were pretty big caves. Let me show you a picture of the cave. Now, where are we? So here's the entrance to the cave right here. And all the way along here is about 2 miles. They were down here. 2 miles is about from here to the other side of Godalming. It's a long way away. And they'd gone all the way through the cave down here. But the problem was, it was raining lots. And can you see all the water in the cave? The cave flooded and they couldn't get out. They were stuck all the way down here, deep inside the mountain. And here's the picture of them. When they got found, it's an exciting picture because the first time they got found, people knew they were lost, and here they get found. And there had to be a team of people who went in to rescue them. So you can see here, these guys here in the water, they've got their underwater gear on, they're going all the way, that 2 mile trek through the caves, all the way like from here to Godalming. Some of it had to go underwater to get to those boys and to rescue them. Do you know, the only way those boys could get out is if they trusted their rescuers. They had to trust them. They knew what they were doing. Now, let's go back to Jesus. So the angel says a savior has been born. We're not stuck deep inside a cave, are we? So what do we need saving from? Well, look, when an angel told Joseph that Mary was going to have Jesus, another angel said about Jesus, he will save his people from their sins. Now, what are sins? Do you know what sins are? What are sins? Yeah. Bad things we do. Bad things we do. In fact, it's the way that we rebel against God. We say, I want to live life my way, not God's way. Now, that got some of you looking, didn't it? Yeah, I want to live my life my way, not God's way. And that's sin. And do you know what? Jesus, when he died on the cross, he died to rescue us from the punishment we deserve for our sins. That's what his death was all about. But do you know what? We can only be rescued by Jesus if we trust in Jesus' death for us. So Jesus died that we might be rescued. We've got to trust in him for that. And that is why Jesus came. So he's the rescuer. We need to trust him. What about the next thing? He's the king. And we learn about this from the wise men. So they came and they gave him their gifts. And the wise men say, we have come to worship him. We've come to worship him. Now, I wonder what worship is all about. Anyone know what the word worship means? This is quite a hard question. What does worship mean? Noah. Yeah, very good. It's when you praise someone. When you think, that is the best thing ever. But do you know what? Rather than worshipping Jesus, too often, rather than worshipping him, we worship other things. We make other things, good things that God gives us, we make them into God-like thing that we think, actually, I'll praise that, I'll live for that. That is the most important. Let me give you some things that might be. It could be money. Who likes money? No? They're lying. The adults are lying, okay? The adults are lying. Come on, we all like money. It's just jolly useful, isn't it? Yeah, it's jolly useful. But, do you know, we can make it the main thing in our life so that we really live for that instead of Jesus. Or what about sport? So sport is great. I love sport. Who likes sport? Lots of people like sport. That's a good thing. God gives us sport. But we can make it the most important thing instead of God. And that's wrong. Or friends. Friends are great. But again, they can become the most important thing in our lives. What about looking cool? Who's feeling cool this morning? Oh, one person. Now, Jackie has good reason to feel cool this morning. She's got an amazing thing on her head. Jackie, do you want to turn up and give us a spin? Stop and give us a spin. Look at that. Let's give her a round of applause. Joe, it's good to kind of look okay, but you know, we can get just over worried about just what people think of us and how we look becomes the main thing. Or school, education. Who likes school? Ah, great, great. And there's some teachers here with no hands up at all. But you know, school is great. Your education is really good, but if that's the main thing, then that's not a good thing. God's got to be the main thing. Or when you get a bit older, it might be a house or a car, your possessions, that we can live for those things. And so, do you know, our worship goes all wrong. We worship other things rather than Jesus. But the wise men, they gave gifts to Jesus. They worshipped him. And that is what Jesus calls us to do, is to worship him, for him to be the main thing. And then do you know what happens? Jesus is the main thing in your life, then all those other things, whether it's your money, your sport, your friends, how you look, your education, your house, your car, your possessions, you want to use those to worship Jesus. It all changes when you start worshiping Jesus, when he's the main thing in your life. So, Jesus is king. Well, we've seen he's rescuer, we should trust him. And we've seen he's king, we should worship him. And do you know what? When you do that, and only when you do that, when he's your rescuer and your king, then you can know him as Emmanuel, not Manuel, but Emmanuel. God with us. That's when you can know God with you. You can know Jesus as your friend. Now, do you know what? The angel said that too in the Bible. They will call him Emmanuel, God with us. I don't know about you, I don't know about you adults here this morning, but many, many, many people feel that God is a far, far away God. We can't really know him. I went out of my front door one morning this week early, before the sun got up, and it was beautiful. I looked at the sky, and the moon was just a little tiny sliver, and there were lots of sparkling stars in the sky. And when you look up at a night sky like that, you can feel, my goodness, it's so big and I'm so small. Where's God? God can feel very distant from us. And maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you're someone who feels God is, he's out there. He's not personal to you. And it's really possible to know lots about God, but not really know him personally. But you know, the Bible says that Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So think about it. He was born as a baby in Bethlehem. Imagine Jesus fitting into one of these. Probably not this one, it's falling apart. But in something like this. Tiny. And then Jesus grew up. And do you know what? Just like we have, he had happy times. Times when it was really good fun with his friends, with his family. But he also had really sad times. So Jesus knew what it was like for people to not be very nice to him. He knew what it was like to be ill or tired or hungry. He knew what it was like for some of his closest friends to let him down and betray him. He knew what it was like for some of his closest friends to die and be sad. And Jesus knew what it was like himself to die. But you know what? As well, throughout Jesus' life, he lived the perfect life. And more than that, he did things only God can do. So he walked on water. I can't do that. Anyone walk on water? Try it in your bath when you get home. One person reckons they can. I'd like to see you. Jesus turned water into wine. I can do a trick with food colouring, but it's not really wine. Jesus healed people who were ill, who were blind, who couldn't walk. He even raised people from the dead. Only God can do that. And Jesus even rose again from the dead himself. Only God can do that. But you know, we see most clearly that God is with us in the fact that he died on the cross. Because when he dies on the cross, he's taking the punishment that we deserve for our rebelling against God, for our sin, so that we can know God today as our friend. So that's why the angel says they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And that is how we can know Jesus today, because we look at Jesus and we see he's God. So here we go. Here's our three things. He's the rescuer. And the question is, how do you respond to him being the rescuer? What do you make of it? So for children and for adults, what do we make of Jesus this morning? He's the biggest character of history. What do you make of Jesus? He's the rescuer. The question is, will you trust Jesus? Will you trust that when he died on the cross, it was for your sins? He is the king. What are you worshipping today? What are you living for? What is the main thing in your life? Well, Jesus calls us to worship him. And it's only as we do those two things, trust him and worship him, that we can then know Jesus as our friend and our savior, God with us. And my prayer is that all of us will do that, from the youngest of us to the oldest of us this morning, and know God as our friend, as Jesus as our friend, our rescuer, and as our king. Well, we're going to pray now. I'm going to pray a prayer. It's up on the screen. I'm going to pray it through slowly. And it may be that for the first time you want to pray a prayer like this morning. It's a prayer of commitment, committing ourselves to Jesus, coming to him, responding to what we've heard this morning. So let's pray. I'm going to pray through this slowly. Dear God, thank you that Jesus, your son, was born to rescue me. Today I trust in Jesus' death as the just punishment for my sin. Thank you that Jesus is the King of Kings. Please forgive me for worshipping your gifts rather than you, the giver. May I worship Jesus alone as my King. Thank you that you are not distant, but because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, I can know you today. Amen.